What's up, Zach Oates here, author, entrepreneur, and customer relationship guru. Welcome to Give an Ovation, growth strategies for restaurants and retailers, where we find industry leaders to share their secrets to grow your business. This podcast is sponsored by Ovation, the actionable guest feedback tool that works on or off premise and is easy, real time, and actually drives revenue. Learn more at ovationup.com. Welcome to another edition of Give an Ovation. I am joined today by the co-founder and CEO of Bango Bowls, a six location and growing concept in the good food, good for you category. And prior to this, he was a rock star businessman whose company was acquired by LinkedIn. He went over there, worked at LinkedIn, and then left that business life behind because he said, I don't want to earn money. I want to make food. No, I'm kidding. He said I could do both. Welcome to the show, Ryan Thorman. What's up, Ryan?
Thanks for having me, Zach. I appreciate it. That's actually pretty accurate.
First of all, I wanted to tell me a little bit about Bango Bowls.
Yeah, of course. Like as you said, we play in the better for you space. We concentrate on having a diverse menu for the entire family with better for you options. You know, our main categories kind of are around salads, warm grain bowls. We have poke bowls. We have acai bowls, smoothies, avocado toast. You know, it's really about providing a better for you option for your entire family.
So do you have for the entire family? So I'm assuming you have like healthy vegetable-based cotton candy for my four-year-old.
Of course. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if it was on the menu.
Menu innovation item.
I like it. And certainly can do an LTO.
Yeah. So, you know, you had a very interesting career getting into food. Tell me, how do you go from business account executive acquired by LinkedIn to Bango Bowls? How does that happen?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I've grown up in the food industry. You know, my business partner is the lifelong restaurateur. So I took a different path and I went into, you know, to tech and did some sales. And that was kind of my first path. And I kind of watched from the sidelines as my business partner kind of grew another restaurant concept. And I lived in it, right? You know, I was always involved in it, always around it, and always knew that I wanted to eventually do something by myself. I think when I was younger, I didn't have the structure, or organization that I needed to kind of go off to myself. So, you know, people always ask, like, were you always an entrepreneur? Yes, I was an entrepreneur at heart, but I needed structure. I needed to understand what business, you know, structure looked like and what it looks like to scale a company. And obviously while I was at LinkedIn, like we were one of the fastest scaling companies in the world, you know, completely different business, but it at least taught me a lot of basic business principles that really have helped me, you know, build Bango Bowls from the ground up.
Well, let's dive into there because I think double clicking on that comment is so interesting. What lessons have you learned? Did you learn at LinkedIn? Did you learn from doing business that you took with you to Bango Bowls?
Yeah, I mean, very basic things like how to run a meeting, right? When you're an entrepreneur, you do everything by yourself. Right? Yeah. Like everything flows through you. And that's still happening today, right? Like we're trying to build process and systems to make sure it not is solely reliant on the founder, right? But when you're at a larger organization, you understand all the different elements that come into play and why all those different pieces are so important in building an organization, right? Like the restaurant business is actually pretty simple, right? There's a lot of things going on, but if you serve good food, you have a clean restaurant and you have great service, you can run a successful restaurant, right? So those are basic things. Building an organization gets a lot more complicated, right? Now you have different peoples, different heads, different departments. There's a lot more moving pieces that come into the restaurant concept, right? So being at LinkedIn really helped me understand all the different moving pieces and how things start to run parallel together opposed to all things coming to a head, right?
Yeah. So what do you feel like most restaurants get wrong?
That's a great question. I mean, there's a million things that could get wrong. You could, you know, could steer you wrong. I think losing the sight of those core three things, right? Like I always
go over them one more time with us.
Having great food, great service, and a clean restaurant. Those are the three things that define successful food, in my opinion.
I think those three things, as you're talking about them, it's like you know, we talk a lot about, we were talking right before we hit record about the convenience, consistency, and connection. And the convenience side of things, it's like, if you don't have those things, if you don't have food that's good enough or service that's good enough or a restaurant that's clean enough to get somebody to come in the first time, then you've got a problem. And if those things, if they come in, they hear, okay, the food's good enough, the service is good enough, the restaurant's clean enough, let's go try it out. And they go in and one of those things is off, they're not coming back, right?
Totally.
But you got to consistently do those things. And in order to really work your way up that ladder of loyalty from convenience to consistency, and then eventually to connection. But anyway, I love those three things. Sorry,
keep going. Yeah, I just think that's kind of like the bare minimum, right? If you can't accomplish things, you know, you can't accomplish those things, you really don't have a foundation to build on. All the, you know, building out an organization, doing all these different softwares, having big team meetings, like all of that is irrelevant unless you can execute on those three basic things.
Yeah.
So like, and that's one of the key reasons that, you know, I have every person that comes into an organization, they come in and they train in the stores, right? Because they have to understand those fundamentals, whether you're in marketing, operations, tech, whatever, you have to understand that the most important things are those fundamentals. And the most important people in the company are the people that are executing on those fundamentals every day in the restaurant. It's not me. It's not marketing. It's not tech. Like, if we don't have those basic fundamentals, we do not have a business.
That's really interesting. And then as I'm thinking about it, everything that I think of that are table stakes are kind of, they're really appendages of those three things. When I think about like the online reviews, or when I think about word of mouth, or I think about, you know, everything that surrounds a restaurant and is the brand of that restaurant, is a direct reflection of those three things.
Yep.
Anyway, really, I love the simplicity of that, Ryan. It just makes it, it really breaks it down.
And honestly, if you look at our mission statement, it kind of reflects that. Like, you know, we went through a long process of identifying a mission statement that really resonated with us. And it ended up being so basic, so simple. Like, our mission statement is fresh, flavorful, fast, and friendly all day and every day. Because those are our guiding principles, right? Like, if they don't check those boxes, then they don't get on the menu, they don't get in the meeting, they don't even enter the conversation, right? And those four things obviously align with the three core fundamentals that we spoke on.
I love that, man. And I think that it really comes down to making it that simple, right? And when you could, and people could understand those things, right? People could understand what that is. And then I love how your mission kind of dives into a little bit of more around like, hey, here's what that means, right? Yep. In terms of good food, good service, clean restaurant. I think that makes a lot of sense. And all of this really boils down to the guest experience, right? And absolutely. So in your opinion, Ryan, what is one of the most important aspects of guest experience nowadays?
The ability to have instant communication and instant contact with the guest.
Boom. Right? Now you're talking connection, baby. Now you're talking the highest level.
I mean, I think that is the most important thing, you know, on every level, like even in the restaurant, right? Like, nobody likes waiting on lines, right? I never met a person who likes waiting online. But if you acknowledge the person waiting online and you say, hey, sir, I see you, you know, waiting online. I appreciate it. We're doing the best we can. We'll be with you as soon as we can. That just acknowledgement in that sentence now takes that guy's blood pressure way down, right? So now when you take that same concept and you apply it to a bad experience or even a good experience, right? Like, now they're out of the restaurant. You can't have the one-to-one dialogue, but you can still interact with them. Like, people just, in my opinion, people want to be heard. And the more we can focus on hearing our customers and taking what they're saying and using it to make an impact and make a change, right? Like, that's the importance of guest feedback and, you know, guest interaction.
I love that. You're singing my song here, because I think at the end of the day, there's something that a lot of people don't understand. They once you explain it intellectually, it makes sense, but they actually did research on this. It's called the service recovery paradox, that someone is more likely to be loyal if they have a bad experience and you do a proper service recovery than if they never had a bad experience in the first place. And it's so important that we understand that one-to-one engagement is essential. You have to have it. And you have to have it because we're doing hand-to-hand combat here for these guests. And they need to feel heard. They need to feel important, right?
Great. I agree. I mean, I think simple use cases, like, you know, I did this personally one time that we had a bad experience, right? The delivery driver didn't show up. The customer was irate. You know, I happened to just be in the restaurant. Like, I got in the car, I drove I had the team remake the meal. I drove it to the customer and I gave it to them. And I apologized. I gave them a coupon, said, here's your food. I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. They had no idea who I was. But when I got back to the restaurant, my team was like, you know, why did you do that? And I was like, because that customer will never not be a loyalist of Bengal Bowls again.
Yes.
Because we took that extra step, you know, because we went the extra mile to make good for something that is our mistake, you know, that builds loyalty. And the same thing goes with, you know, customer feedback, right? Like same rules apply, same basic concepts.
And when you, I mean, think about a relationship, right? I bring this up all the time. If you and your spouse get into a little spat and then you go to your spouse and you say, look, I am so sorry. That was stupid of me to say that. Can you forgive me? Is your relationship stronger or weaker? Stronger, right? Yep. And that's the same thing. We're not dealing with people. People don't change their human nature because they're eating a meal, right? Man. Sure, the stakes are much lower when we're just talking about steaks as opposed to marriages. But at the end of the day, it's about how do you make someone feel, right? And I think that's a great point. Now, any successful tactics that you'd like to share with us? Anything that that's been successful for you lately?
No, I mean, I think it's practice what you preach, right? Like, I think that's something that people say a lot. I don't know that people do it a lot, you know, but you have to live and die by the principles that you want your organization to follow, right?
Yeah.
Like, for me to not do something like go bring a customer food that we messed up, like, that's a failure, right? Because that's what I preach and that's what I want the rest of the team to believe in. So I think it's important to be in the restaurants from time to time and making sure that people see you acting and doing those things, like, you know, to practice what you preach, right? I think that's one thing. Obviously, using services and softwares available to us like Ovation, like, is the most important thing, because that's how you scale doing it, right? Like, I can only be in one restaurant, or the team could be in so many restaurants, right? Like, you need to be able to do it at scale, and a service like Ovation, it really allows you to do that, to get real-time feedback and to act on problems as well. Like, we didn't really touch on that, but like, the ability to identify an exact problem and solve the problem right then and there is, like, you can't put a value on that.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's something where as we've been really considering, why do we exist, right? Why is Ovation here in the market? And that's because we really do believe that there's that need for that one-to-one connection. And absolutely, we've seen it with thousands of restaurants now, and story after story. For example, we just had someone screenshot this conversation and send it back to me, where somebody was complaining about not having enough cheese on their pizza. And the manager responded through Ovation of saying, hey, this is how we do the extra cheese. We'll remind our staff to do that. Thank you for your feedback. It helps us get better. And the guest responded back in 2 minutes and said, this is the first time I have ever received a response from a business based on my feedback. I am your forever customer now. Yep. Right. Yep. And those are the things, those are the engagements that you really have to have in this, right?
I agree. And I think it, you know, it extends across every aspect of the business, right? Like, people need the instant reaction. That's just the world we live in now, the instant ability to communicate. So, like, obviously it makes a massive impact in customer feedback. But, like, if you think about hiring or any other practice, like, the faster you can have a conversation with an applicant and get them in to actually meet you, the more likely you are to actually hire that person. You wait, right, a day for an applicant, like, see you later. They've, you know, already talked to 10 different people, you know? And the same thing with customers. If you don't respond to them right away and solve their problems within, honestly, I want to say within an hour, like, they might be gone. They're probably gone.
Right. And the quicker you respond to them, the more of an impact it is that they're important. Right. If I text you and you text me back 4 days later, what does that tell me? It's like, okay,
you don't have time for me.
Yeah. You don't have time for me. If I text you and you text me right back, it's like, oh, cool. Like, I'm, you know, on the top of his mind, the top of his plate. I think that's love that. Who deserves an ovation in the restaurant industry? Who's someone that we should be celebrating and following?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if you know Kathleen Wood. She owns a growth consulting company, but she has been revolutionary for me and my business. We've been working with Kathleen for about 2 years. I'm a firm believer of you only know what you know, right? If you don't go and seek outside help, like you're going to have a real hard learning curve. You know, I always say learning is very expensive if you're a business owner, right? So don't get me wrong, consulting is expensive too. But if you can identify the areas that you're going to need help in, you know, Kathleen has just been an unbelievable resource to us to be able to show us, you know, the roadmap and help us guide us along the way as we continue to try and grow and scale our business. You know, we're just trying to identify hurdles before we run into them.
Love that. And I love Kathleen too. She was episode 180 for us. Phenomenal leader, brilliant mind. And how do people find and follow you, Ryan, and Bango Bowls?
You can find us everywhere. On Bango Bowls, our Instagram handle is at Bango Bowls. Pretty simple. Same thing on Facebook and Twitter. On LinkedIn, you could reach out to me directly if you want to have a conversation. You can find us, our business on there as well.
Awesome. Well, for helping my health go bingo with Bango Bowls, today's ovation goes to you. Thanks for joining us on Give an Ovation, Ryan.
Thanks so much, Zach. Appreciate it.
Glad you're with us today, and thank you. Thank you to the risk takers, the troublemakers, the crazies who are keeping this world clothed and fed. You're the ones who deserve an ovation. Again, this podcast was sponsored by Ovation. To see how we can help you grow your business, go to ovationup.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and as always, remember to give someone in your life an ovation today.